Yeah, Eric Walton's that Phil's been solid for us all year. He's graded out well. Being here for the full training camps really helped him. As we all know, he came to us, I think it was the Jets week. So he's playing well, and obviously the outside linebacker position is a key position for us. We ask those guys to do a lot, especially playing against, you know, tackles that are, you know, a lot bigger than they are physically. So very pleased with what Eric's done so far. Well, it's not that Eric Walton helps Clay. I mean, everybody has to play the defense, so everybody needs to play to their leverage and play to their help. It's not as much as the left side, helps the right side all the time. And there's things that you have to be coordinated, as far as the pass rush and who you're playing with the tendencies of the quarterback and the tendency of their protection and so forth. So, there's a lot more to it than just both linebackers being coordinated. It's a premier position on our defense. It's a premier position on any defense, because you have to have pass rushers and coverage people to be successful in defense in this league. Mike's doing well. Had a chance to sit down and talk to Mike Neal and Dr. Pat McKenzie today. Pat's very, very pleased with the path that Mike's on. He's hit every target this week. Was involved in team reps today for the first time, so that's encouraging. And we'll just see how he goes through the weekend. And hopefully, we can take it to another level next week. So he's right on schedule as far as his rehab and his plan to come back. So. He's doing well. Have you ever talked to Pat McKenzie and try to get a timeline?
I have.
Yeah, well, so that's why you're asking. That's why you're asking me then.
Well, that was for a former gymnast.
Yeah. No, he's. I mean, Pat has a plan, but it's really, once again, increase the load. How does he respond the next day? So, like I said, today was we practiced in helmets. So the team drills are not as physical and it's a good team drill for him to initiate him back into the practice part of it. So we'll see how he does over the weekend and see if we can increase his team activity.
What are you hoping to see out of Jarius Wynn until Mike gets back, and how has he kind of progressed there at defensive end?
Well, Jarius is doing well and really just playing the whole group, and Jarius is part of that rotation. He's done some good things with it, with his opportunities, and I think Jarius is like any young player. The more opportunities that he has, the better he performs because he gets into the rhythm of the football game. He's done some nice things on special teams when he's been asked to do that too. So, Jarius is progressing really well.
Mike, there's always talk about playing on a short week after playing Monday Night Football. Okay. But is there anything difficult about playing on Monday Night Football leading into it, like sitting through Sunday and all day Monday and leading into the game Monday night?
Well, the biggest thing about a Monday Night Football schedule is you're breaking your regularity. So that's a little bit of a challenge. I mean, if you look at the stressors that are part of your operation, anytime you change from a schedule, it's a stressor. So how do you quantify it? Really is really based on how you handle it. So when you travel, that's another stressor. So taking these guys out of their rhythm, you just have to be aware of it. We talk every team meeting starts with the schedule of the day and the next 2 days. So so they know exactly what's expected of them, where their pockets of time is for their individual time to make sure they're taking care of themselves and doing the things that are necessary. So the biggest part of Monday Night Football is you get up, you go to the hotel. I mean, today's a Friday for us, but it's really Saturday for the rest of the world. And then you go to the hotel tomorrow night. So you watch the games, and so you're pretty much on schedule. But you get up Monday morning, you have the walkthrough, then you got that six-hour block of time. And that's really the one chunk of time that I think everybody has to just be smart with their time as far as how much they're off their feet. But also you don't want to go into a three-hour power nap either. So just those types of things, and I think it's important to talk about those things and educate particularly your young players. The older guys I really don't, I'm not concerned about because they've been through it a number of times. They know what it feels like. And what you find out is if your pregame meal is always 4 hours before the game. And, you know, players, if they arrive a half an hour before the pregame meal, you play Monday night football, everybody's at the stadium really early because guys get anxious, they want to get over here, and this is where you want to be. We have great facilities, and it accommodates our players, and it's, you know, I think it's always a positive when you see your players here extra early for a game.
Mike, at the same time, it's part of a schedule where you've got that 3 games in 11 days thing. Do you get to get any work done either as coaches in preparation or in practice itself on the Lions, or is it too early to start playing?
Well, the coaches have a plan. I really don't want to get into details of that, but we'll have a full plan for our players Wednesday morning on Tampa. So we've scheduled ahead. We start talking about it back on the bye week. So we've been preparing for this 3-game stretch.
Is there any timetable for Morgan either get the cast off or something smaller and maybe more useful to him?
Well, that's a good question. If you watch, it'll just continue to get smaller. And that's really been the history of players that have played with cast in the past, Nick Barnett, all the way through. So it's just how he's healing, how he's progressing, and he'll continue to cast should go down here another week or so.
Thank you.